Well, before we get started today, I just wanted to say that many other people from RTI International also worked on this project, particularly Dr. Hersey with the task leader. I won't name all the other names. Also, I wanted to acknowledge that this project was funded through a contract with the Department of Health and Human Services, Office of the Assistant Secretary for Planning and Evaluation. So the DHH staff provided input to our study design and reviewed the report, which was the basis for the presentation. But the opinions are, or the final conclusions are those of the authors and don't necessarily reflect their opinions. So as Christina mentioned, and Marion Edge also mentioned, there's, you know, a multiplicity of systems in the marketplace. And, you know, the federal government's particularly interested in ensuring that these front-of-package labeling systems and shelf nutrition labeling systems are actually useful to the consumer and that they're based on nutrition criteria on science. So the purpose of our study was to conduct a review on consumer, producer, and retailer response to front-of-package and shelf nutrition labeling. So there's several different systems that are current in the marketplace, both in the U.S. and other parts of the world. I guess Christina already talked about the traffic light symbol, but one broader category are nutrient-specific symbols, and these just display a few key nutrients on the front of the food package. In addition to the traffic light, which has the color codes for high, medium, or low levels of nutrients, there's also symbols that primarily display numeric information, and those are the guideline daily amount and percent daily intake. These symbols have the percentage guideline daily amount per serving for each nutrient on the label. There's also a combination of these two schemes, which is the traffic light GDA, sometimes called just the color GDA. In addition to nutrient-specific labels, there's also summary systems. One type of summary system are dichotomous symbols, meaning that they're either on the front of food package or they're displayed on the package or they're not, and much like the Smart Choices logo that Christina discussed. And here's a couple of other examples used in other countries on the screen as well. In addition to front of package labels, there's also shelf labeling systems. So these are just displayed on the shopping aisle shelf tag as opposed to being on the front of the package. And a couple types shown here, examples are the Nuval and the Guiding Star system. These are also summary systems as well, but they actually provide a multiple rating of a food product, meaning, for instance, the Nuval rates foods on a 1 to 100 scale, 100 being the healthiest score. And then the Guiding Stars rates them on a scale from 0 to 3 stars. So the synthesis of our review was organized based on a conceptual framework that was adapted from an earlier review conducted by Grenet and Wills. So first, consumers must begin the front-of-package nutrition labeling system must first draw their attention while they're shopping at the grocery store, and then they may begin to process this information, and perhaps they'll form an opinion about the front-of-package label and perhaps like or not like it. And then, you know, hopefully they'll understand the information. And if they like and understand it, they may be much more likely to use it to influence their purchase decisions. Now, in terms of producer response, front-of-package labeling systems may prompt the producer to reformulate their products or develop new products that have healthier nutritional content. In terms of combined consumer and producer response, this is referring to consumer purchase behavior and sales. So, when we conducted our literature search, we searched 12 databases. We retrieved and synthesized over 110 peer-reviewed journal articles as well as studies in the gray literature. We used a consistent set of search terms across databases, and our search was limited to English or English translated articles dated from January 1999 until early October 2010. Among the studies that we found over 40 empirical studies from all over the world. Some of the studies that we found were just commentary articles or were review articles as well. So what did we find? Well, we found that for attention and processing, that front of package nutrition labels should be large and positioned to stand out against competing elements on the food package. And these elements can be things like nutrition claims or just other marketing information that's put on the food package by the manufacturer. And we found that consumers more quickly process simple graphic or color-coded labels. One example of a study we found is this eye-tracking study conducted in the UK. They asked consumers to rate the healthiness of two nutrition labels while their eye movements were being studied. And this one label they looked at with the traditional label shown in the UK, which is similar to the nutrition specs label shown here. And then the second label was this traditional label with the addition of the traffic light. And this study showed that the nutrients attracting the most attention were those indicated by the traffic light. So in terms of liking, we found that consumers believe front of package nutrition labels are helpful in making healthy food selections at the supermarket. Consumers prefer labels they find that are easy to understand quickly and just that they find appealing. The theme in these labels was that they had text and the traffic light color codes. And by text, we mean those text to indicate high, medium, or low levels of nutrients. So of all the areas in our conceptual framework, we found the most studies on consumer understanding. And there were 18 empirical studies that we found. These studies suggested that consumers could more frequently identify healthier food choices when they saw FOP nutrition labels incorporating traffic light color coding compared with more complex nutrient-specific labels, such as that GDA that primarily had numeric information and didn't have graphical elements. And this was also compared to summary labels such as the TICs, which are just, you know, the dichotomous labels that perhaps display just a single check mark. And again, here's an example of a study we found on understanding, and the study was conducted in Germany. They asked consumers to choose the healthier of two food products while different groups of consumers were exposed to different types of front-of-package nutrition labels. And the label that produced the most or the largest percentage of correct responses was the traffic light label. Another study actually looked at different features of the labeling schemes, and some of which I've talked about already are the text, the traffic light color coding, and that percent GDA information. And this study actually found that consumers most clearly understood text to indicate high, medium, or low, and that was followed by the traffic light colors. So we did find a few studies that looked at effects of diverse subpopulations. Just a few studies found that older adult consumers with low SES and non-white consumers had more difficulty understanding the labels than other groups of consumers. We found that consumers with low SES and high BMIs, you know, had an easier time understanding nutrition information with the traffic light color codes. So moving on to producer retailer response, we did find some studies on that assessed effects of product reformulation after the introduction of nutrition labeling schemes. However, these studies were limited. But essentially, what we found was that implementing these systems can lead producers to reformulate their products to have healthier nutritional content. And this is an example of a study we found on this topic. It was a study conducted in the Netherlands of the Choices logo, and I think Christina showed you that symbol earlier. But you can see that there's a significant decrease in the mean caloric content of dairy products after implementing the Choices logo. So effects of sales, which is the combined consumer and producer response, we found that 6 of 8 studies suggested that food products indicated as healthy by FOP nutrition schemes or shelf labels likely increase product sales, and you know this may suggest a public health benefit. Now this is a, we must point out, this is a modest increase, perhaps only in the range of 1 to 2%, but maximum growth can, over time, lead these labels to have an appreciable impact. So again, here's a study of the introduction of the Guiding Stars system in Hannaford supermarkets, and you can see that after 1 and 2 year follow-up periods, there was definitely an increase of sales of starred foods. So although there was a lot that we learned from our literature review, there's definitely quite a few knowledge gaps that remain. First, you know, most of the studies we looked at were conducted in other countries, and we think that it would be important to assess the effects of, you know, labeling systems on the range of consumers in the U.S. We only found a few studies that compared the traffic light system with a graded summary system, such as like a set of stars, like the Guiding Star system or the NUVAL system that I had talked about earlier. We didn't find very many studies assessing effects in actual shopping situations. Those studies were limited. Or studies that on effects of contextual information, such as nutrition claims on the front of the food packages, as well as effects of social marketing and store promotions and consumer education to encourage use of the front of package labels. We also think it's important for there to be the development of a monitoring system to track just if there are product reformulations or introductions of new products that are healthier. So in conclusion, simple front-of-package nutrition labels, such as the traffic light, can reduce processing time. Consumers like front-of-package nutrition labels, and front-of-package nutrition labels increase identification of healthier foods. In particular, those labels with the traffic light color coding perform better than the percent labels that primarily have the percent GDA information, and as well, the traffic light did better than labels that were just a single check mark. And then text, in addition to the traffic light colors, can further increase effects. And these simple labels are definitely important for those diverse subpopulations. And so we also found, you know, nutrition labels can prompt reformulation and potentially modestly increase sales of healthier foods. And then those key knowledge gaps remain. So, well, thank you, and if you have questions, I guess we'll ask in a minute, but you can contact me or Dr. Hersey.